Micheál Mólaiú Sulaimán is a singer, rapper, actor and poet. Next year he publishes his debut poetry collection, Early Music, and that will come from Many Rivers Press. Son of the singer Nóri Ní Rian and the late composer Micheál Sulaimán, Mólaí has performed many times with both his parents and his brother. But his brother Owen, that is. But on the 15th of August he performs alone at the Kilkenny Arts Festival, where he will give his first public reading from this new poetry collection, and he'll also perform a few songs. So let us start this evening with a song.
Smile, though your heart is aching, aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. Though there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your pain and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining true for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere for the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow, and birds fly over the rainbow, and birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't we?
Micheál Mólaí Sulaimán there with his version of the two songs, Smile and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I don't even know where to start with how you perform those songs. And well, let's start with Micheál Mólaí. Let's start with that bit, in fact. Because for years and years, I knew you as Mólaí, Mólaí Sulaimán, brother of Owen, son of the late Micheál and of Nóri Ní Rian. Now, The Micheál Móilí, though, is you're heading that direction.
Indeed,
now,
indeed. Yes, this new poetic dispensation I'm stepping into is a threshold on many different levels. Móilí is a nickname from Wind in the Willows when I was a baby. And now that I've matured, I'm dropping down to a deeper platform of identity, Sean.
And you're talking about this new poetic dispensation, and we'll come to what that new aspect of your life that seems to be kind of taking over now. But the songs that we just heard, I suppose there's a poetic aspect to that. You're really exploring the different, it's not just here's a version of Smile and a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow stuck together.
No, I was delighted to find that they're very similar tunes. I was singing Smile one day and then Somewhere Over the Rainbow just took flight out of it. And I like to, one of the missions of the several art forms I've been blessed with is music, poetic recitation and a bit of chatting. But I like to bring together all of the influences that I've been lucky enough to apprentice with. And one of those quiet obsessions I've had is with the work of Bobby McFerrin, who drops a lot of octaves and does a lot of technical trickery. But also I'm a beatboxer from the hip-hop tradition, which also jumps a lot of octaves. And I have a bit of trad in my background as well, so I'd be throwing in a few trad ornaments.
Yeah, there's a few little Sean Nose-style ornaments in the midst of that. But that dropping of the octave in particular, you know, because at one point you're very high up in the falsetto part of the voice, and then sometimes you arpeggio down to that low note. Sometimes it sounds to me as if you drop almost two octaves into a type of throat singing.
Absolutely, and it's supposed to shock myself and the listener into a deeper form of listening.
And you know, say for something like Smile, Though Your Heart Is Breaking, and then you kind of explored that.
That's beatbox tradition, you know, that's the kind of the Jamaican sound system, you know, hear me now, kind of.
Is there a sense too, though, in which you're really checking out that ing sound at the end of the word that you're saying, well, let's get a little bit more of that and find out what it's actually doing, purely in terms of the musicality of it?
Absolutely, and the language is just on the surface of all of our interactions, so feel free to blur the lines.
And no sense of any other accent but your own. Is there a great joy and a real purpose in using your own accent?
Me and my brother Owen have been singing together for about 15 years, and that was one of our missions at the very beginning, is to drop down to this true voice, and that true voice has to come with a true accent as well. So, and I'd be playing around with it as well, you know. I'd be going, Smile, Though Your Heart Is Aching.
Limerick and
County
Tipperary?
Limerick, yeah, on the border of County Limerick and County Tipperary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I suppose you had a good, Dolores O'Riordan gave you the imprimatur to use your own accent, really, the Limerick style part of it, didn't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Sinead O'Connor, of course, who came before her. And my own mother, Noreen Nerean, as well, has a great true voice. But that was the first few years of my singing was done to mine and find
your own voice.
Your own accent. And then when I came into as a rapper in my early 20s, I'm still a rapper, just about, a bit of a fake rapper. But that was also a study in portraying your own accent, you know.
Now talk to me about the new poetic dispensation.
Sure. There is a collection of poetry, my first collection, coming out in April of next year. And it's being published by a very auspicious little publishing house in Seattle called Many Rivers Press, which is the talisman of the poet David White. Now, David White is a Yorkshireman with an Irish mother from Waterford who lives in Seattle. And he is a very, very well-known poet and speaker in the United States, and increasingly here in the British Isles and Europe. And me and my brother Owen were very lucky to meet him through my mother Noreen, who would have gotten to know David during her gigs in the States in the 90s. And for the last 10 years or so, me and my brother have been lucky enough to inherit a great apprenticeship with David White, both in poetic recitation and in the facilitation of groups. So we were lucky enough to work with David on his Irish tour. He brings a group of 30 people to Ballyvaughan every June, and it's legendary in its subversive community. And it's a poetic exploration and a geographical walking tour with poetry. And the mixture of this is explosive. David puts it, if you play all the notes of human community, good food, poetry and song and a bit of mythology in the morning and a good walk in the landscape at night and maybe some sort of potion in the evening, then the heart comes alive. And in a group, we've seen it now 10 years in a row. We've been lucky enough to see it. And now we run our own tours with our mother, Noreen, in the Golden Vale region of Ireland. That this fireball friendship of people who come together for 7 days, who share a secret society of the poetry in advance, and we find our tribe together.
You mentioned there your mother, Noreen Irene. I've already spoken about your father, Micheál, and I suppose you were always Micheál. Molly was this pet name, but the Micheál was always there. You were obviously called after your father. The music, it was inevitable, I suppose, in some ways, that both yourself and Owen would have music in your lives because of your father, Micheál, and your mother, Noreen Irene. But the poetry aspect, you were telling me, is also something that comes from your father.
It is indeed, yeah. Our father was a private poet, unpublished, but a very fastidious writer of poetry. And he was very, very proud to see our apprenticeship flourish with David White and to see us step into the speaking and poetry world. Mm. And we inherited, when he passed away there in November last, we inherited his beautiful poetry collection. And it feels like he's here with me now. He's been in this studio many times, so it's very beautiful to be here. And he would be very proud that for the Kilkenny Arts Festival on the 15th of August, I am giving a reading in the Parade Tower at 1 p.m. on Thursday, the 15th of August. And tickets can be got through that. But that is my first outing as a spoken word artist. So it will be about an hour of poetry with a couple of songs, a cappella as well, a few stories.
So in songs of the nature that of the kind of compilation that you did for
trad, a few trad songs, a jazz song or two, and mostly poetry.
I want to listen to one of the poems.
Sure.
And it's hardly surprising that the one I want to listen to is one called For My Father. Mm. Let's just listen to it first of all, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards.
For My Father. The endless well of celebration, tectonic affection and seismic loss, you are to me. A different wing beat now, a different wind. Oh, why we die defines how we must live, and love we did, and find to stand on holy ground, we must not talk too much, nor try and know our own mind. We were headed for the miracle, but no matter now, time has made clear what scans could not show. Allow space for celebration. You are staring, unblinking, the healing icon. My wandering eyes on yours, our every tear the same temperature, come from the same place. I always break you down, you say, and I know I have the skeleton key to your heart. And now, my own heart too. I had it all along, and finally, nowhere is out of reach between us. The endless well of celebration, tectonic affection and seismic loss, you are to me. A different wing beat now, a different wind. Oh, why we die defines how we must live, and love we did and find to stand on holy ground. We must not talk too much, nor try and know our own mind. We were headed for the miracle, but no matter now, time has made clear what scans could not show. Allow space for celebration. You are staring, unblinking, the healing icon. My wandering eyes on yours, our every tear the same temperature, come from the same place. I always break you down, you say, and I know. I have the skeleton key to your heart, and now my own heart too. I had it all along, and finally nowhere, and finally nowhere is out of reach between us.
Micheál Molly O'Sullivan there with his poem For My Father. You did that twice, you kind of recited it once and then went back into it, almost like a kind of incantation. There were a few lines too that you repeated. Mm. Is that something that you just let happen in performance and see when it feels right, or how does that work, Molly?
I think that poetry is a live art, and to repeat it, I think, is merciful for the listener. There's so much going on in the synergy between the poem and our own experience and our own listening, that to have it a second time can enter into an incantational, hypnotic. You can relax into it. You find different parts of it. And as a performer, I've always been very much into improvisation. So I do like to run it in different ways every time.
And that opening line, it's the second time round, you hear it even more, I think, the endless well of celebration. Mm-hmm. Is that what you think of most when you think of your father, the endless well of celebration?
Absolutely, yeah. He was a typical Irish father in the sense that, and with all of us here in Ireland, we're very lucky to have a sense of grief stricken with a sense of hilarity. And celebration was very high on his list of how he would like to be remembered. And he had a surrealism and a great sense of humour. So very much, yeah, that allows space for celebration is almost a quote.
Yeah, because that endless well for celebration, then further down, as you say, allows space for celebration is in quotation marks. It's almost as if you're giving voice to his thoughts there.
Absolutely, yeah. That's how we wanted it to go down. And it's been a joy to celebrate him since. And it's been less than a year, but it's nice to be able to invoke his memory here above the parapet of tears and grief and the sense of moving on and that sense of calming down, the stilling waters of grief. Although there's a long road to go.
A long road to go, indeed. Micheál Mollyo Sulawine there, and he will be at the Parade Tower in Kilkenny on the 15th of August as part of the Kilkenny Arts Festival, and you can find out full details of his gig and indeed everything else happening at the festival on kilkennyarts.ie.